Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, my name is Phil Wainwright, Community Manager for Leveraging the Connected Web on eBizQ. It's my pleasure today to be joined by Bob Warfield, who is CEO of HelpStream, a leading social CRM vendor. Bob, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me, Phil.
Bob, it seems that the web has put the relationships back into customer management. What's your feeling about the way that CRM has evolved?
Well, first, it's about time, I think. I mean, the great companies of the world have always valued a relationship, but the world hasn't always been in a position to insist on that. I think classical CRM for a long time has been more about command and control than really having a relationship with your customers.
Yeah, I like that word. Someone recently used the term Soviet-era computing to me to describe that sort of 90s generation of computing and software, and I think that just about sums it up, doesn't it?
That's wonderful. I love that. So we're moving beyond the central planning committee sort of view of how we deal with our customers, because at this point, the customer controls the conversation via the web.
And we've seen some fantastic examples of that. I mean, I know you cited recently in your blogging the guitar guy who got back at United Airlines when they broke his guitar by writing a song about it that was seen by, I think, 5 million people.
Oh, yes, unbelievable phenomenon. I mean, the old wisdom was that before the web, if you had a happy customer, they would tell an average of 1.8 friends. If you had an unhappy customer, they'd tell 10. And so, you know, it was always bad to have an unhappy customer, but when that unhappy customer tells 5 million, it's just an unprecedented disaster for your brand.
Absolutely. And so, therefore, the relationship between big companies and their customers has really changed dramatically compared to just a few years ago.
Well, it has. I kind of feel like big companies, in many cases, were very impersonal, and they used to think about almost like they were driving their customers from one place to the other, driving them to buy their products, pummeling them into submission with constant messaging. But customers are not cattle. They can't be driven. I mean, these days, the critical currencies are credibility and engagement. And, you know, credibility, it's hard to come by for vendors these days. They're kind of the least credible entities around. Your credibility comes from your own customers. And if your customers aren't happy about what you're doing with them, your credibility suffers.
So what we've seen now is this move towards what people in the industry are calling social CRM. So what's your definition of social CRM?
You know, I always defer to greater minds. I really like Paul Greenberg's definition, wherein he says social CRM is what we do when the customer controls the conversation. It's got elements of technology, but it's not a technology. It's got elements of strategy, but it's not a strategy. It's really kind of a state of mind for an organization.
And I think that's something that companies often have a lot of trouble getting their heads around, isn't it? Because they think we have to do this social CRM and let's buy some software.
Indeed, it is. But there is something funny that happens with social media, and that is, you know, when you're in a command and control world and everything is outbound, it's your voice going out and you're not really listening very well, well, you can have terrible things happen, obviously, if it turns out your message is not well received. But in a social world, there are natural feedback loops. You will hear what the customer thinks about what you're telling them. And they're going to tell you pretty quickly if you're on the wrong path, and a lot of people are going to overhear that conversation. And so I'm really fond of saying there's not so much black art to social CRM. Conduct yourself the way you would in a real physical situation. And, you know, an example would be if imagine yourself on a podium with an audience of 1,000 of your customers, and some of them are unhappy and they ask you a question. Can you afford to stay up on the podium and not answer the question or ignore the question or change the subject? You really can't. There are a whole bunch of them out there and they want an answer. And they're going to be watching you how you perform, and so you're going to kind of naturally adapt to that and change your ways.
Right. But as you say, it is just a matter of using techniques that we understand, because we are social beings, after all. It's just that the web has meant that we now operate our business processes and our computing systems, actually have to operate in that public web environment in a way that they haven't done in the past.
Oh, I think that's right. I think that's totally right, Phil. I mean, we're immersed in a social fabric that is the web, and it's a two-way fabric, and it's a very visible, very public sort of a fabric. So
yeah, I mean, I think in a sense, the social fabric has always existed. The web has just kind of automated it and got rid of all the distance and has just made it more immediate and real-time and, well, I suppose social, but it's just the connectivity, the communications, and the software automation has just made us do the social stuff we've always done in a better, more immediate way.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it.
And I thought that was interesting, the statistic you picked up from, I think, Forrester, which said that, you know, social media has just gone rapidly to, I think it was as much as 82% penetration of the population.
Exactly. I mean, everybody's using it. Some people would like to think that this is a function of just very young people, but it extends through all the different generations. I mean, it's just a very powerful medium.
You know, actually, a friend of mine who's in politics and not in technology at all was complaining to me the other day that one of his political opposite numbers is tweeting regularly, and he was thinking maybe he should as well. And these guys are in their 50s, and you know, they're in local government, but they're talking about using Twitter. So, well, I think it is reaching all corners of society.
Well, and I think the political analogy is an interesting one. I mean, we've all, at some point or another, perhaps at university, heard about how the advent of things like radio and television really changed the type of politician that could get elected. Right? You had to be able to be a good orator on radio. You had to look good on television. And I think social media is reshaping the persona that companies have to be successful.
Okay, I'm Phil Wainwright, in conversation with Bob Warfield, CEO of HealthStream, and please join us again for part two of this podcast.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.